Welcome back to another podcast. I'm Bob Furring, and my guest today would be the answer to a trivia question. He's actually the second time he's been on the podcast. His first podcast with me was the second one that I did, and it had to do with him being the president of the Bocce Club. It's Rick Halla. And Rick, welcome back.
Thank you, Bob.
I recall that the Bocce program was just kind of getting off the ground when you took over. And I know you got one new member out of it, me.
Yep.
But in addition to that, there's quite a bit more interest than there was a couple of years ago, right?
Yes, I would agree with that. We've over doubled our participation or our membership since I took over, and that was back in 2015, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And you're meeting three times a week now?
We're meeting three times a week, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Friday is in the morning at 8:30 a.m., and Monday is in the evening. We have two sessions on Mondays at 5 p.m. and at 7 p.m., and then Wednesday at 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I bring it up. I mean, bocce is one thing around here that almost anybody can do.
That's true.
And there's plenty of room for more people. And men, it's a very social game, and you ought to come out and try it. I think you'll have fun.
Everybody seems to enjoy it, and you're right. It is very social. And the way I do it is that we deal out cards to pick your teams. So no one is playing with the same person mm-hmm. each time they play. So mix them up. You get to meet new people. Everybody seems to like the format that we have.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's not why you're here today.
Okay.
But we just thought we'd get an update on bocce. The reason you're here today is you are the chairman of the newly formed Fitness Advisory Committee.
Health
and Fitness Advisory Committee. And so could you give us the background, how this happened to come into being and how you got involved?
Well, I got involved late last year. It was probably in September, October, or whatever. And I heard about the formation, that they were considering the formation of this new committee. And there were a few people that were asked by somebody to put their names in the hat and be interviewed to participate in the committee. So I put my name in the hat, and I interviewed with Bruce Marley and with Farah Mosto, and they interviewed, I think there were 13 or 14 people that were interviewed, and our committee is comprised of 7 people. So the Bruce and Farah and the board of directors, Kim in particular, I guess, selected who was going to be on that committee.
I see.
So the committee members are myself, Rick Halla, Cynthia Bakshi, Julie Sandoval, Tracy Barnett-Hone, Maria Blue, Heidi Worcester, and Graham Jones.
Okay. And so what is the purpose of the committee?
The purpose of the committee, our charter, is to meet on a regular basis with the general manager, with Rich, and the fitness director, Valeria, and make appropriate recommendations to the board of directors on policies and programs concerning improvements and implementation of health and fitness programs for the well-being of the residents of Sun City Shadow Hills.
Okay. And so I understand that one of the dynamics that's happened in 2019 is that there's going to be fewer classes available than they had last year, right? And so is your committee part of...
We are evaluating the classes. I wouldn't say that there may not be the same number of classes throughout the year. Obviously, during when our seasonal people go home, there are not as many participants,
mm-hmm.
so we may need to make adjustments as far as the classes that we are providing to the residents.
Mm-hmm.
But we came up with the new annual pass program, that the new amount for the annual pass program. It was very successful the previous year, and this year we re-implemented it for $250 for unlimited classes for anyone. Seasonal or non-seasonal, full-time people. Mm-hmm. And that's proven to be, there's over 100 people that have individually signed up as of last week. So in the first 2 weeks, we've had over 100 people that have mm-hmm. signed up for that.
So that's proven to be a good, popular
It is popular. The value is incredible.
Yeah, especially for people who are here full time.
You only need to take two or three classes a week to make it pay for itself.
Okay, and so I take it that if people have ideas, they could either email them to you or approach, if they happen to know those individuals who are on the committee, they can approach them directly.
I would recommend, first of all the members on our committee are active participants in the fitness programs, using the gym equipment. We're around the gyms. We're not jocks, but we are there, and there are many of us that participate almost on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. So if you run into any of us, we are open to any kind of ideas or suggestions. And if you don't happen to run into us, there is in the new View magazine for January, it has the Health and Fitness Advisory Committee under the advisory committees. And the email for us is healthfitness@scsha.com.
Okay.
But you can find that on page 6 in the View magazine. Okay. There's also an article in the magazine on page 10 that Graham Jones and Cynthia Bakshi put together that kind of outlines what our goals are mm-hmm. and what we're all about.
Okay.
So I would recommend anyone take a look at that too.
Yeah, okay. So they can, there's two ways they can get the information if there's interest.
Yep. But I am definitely receptive, and all of us, we are definitely receptive to any new ideas, recommendations, things you like, things you don't like.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming in and explaining it to us. And in closing, as I always do, if you like this, please tell somebody else. That's how we're growing the business. And I'd like to give a shout out to Valeria, who has been nominated for an individual award by Desert Health Magazine. Valeria has doing a great job around here, and it's nice that she's getting some recognition for it.
Yeah, that's an awesome recognition. Valeria really puts the time in. She has really come up with a lot of creative things, a lot of classes that we never would have dreamed up. I think that her instructors are outstanding. All of the whole instruction group is outstanding. And you can pick and choose who you like the most mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. attend their classes, but there's definitely plenty of variety.
Great. Well, thank you for coming in and telling us about it. And so to the audience, until next time, bye-bye.